A Chinese smartphone maker just dropped an AI bomb that's got Silicon Valley scrambling. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 236. I'm Izo, and with me is Boon. Today we're diving into Xiaomi's MiMo V2 Pro, an LLM that's benchmarking near GPT 5.2 levels, but costs a seventh of the price.
And Izo, this isn't just another "we trained a big model" story. They're going straight after the agent use case, while everyone else is still optimizing for chat.
Right. So why should anyone care about another LLM launch? Because this hits the enterprise pain point everyone's dealing with right now.
Exactly. Companies are sitting on these massive AI bills, trying to figure out if they can actually afford to run agents at scale.
And here comes Xiaomi saying, what if frontier intelligence didn't bankrupt your GPU budget? That's a product story that writes itself.
The architecture here is genuinely clever. They built a 1 trillion parameter model, but only activate 42 billion parameters during any forward pass.
Boon, break that down for me. How do you get trillion parameter intelligence while only using 42 billion?
Think of it like a massive library where you have a really smart librarian. The model has access to all that knowledge, but it's selective about what it actually loads into active memory for any given task.
So it's not just throwing compute at the problem, it's being strategic about where to spend those cycles.
Exactly. And they pair that with this evolved hybrid attention mechanism, a 7-to-1 ratio that lets them skim 85% of the data while applying full attention to the 15% that matters most.
That's fascinating. But how does this actually translate to user experience? What can you do with this that you couldn't before?
The killer feature is the 1 million token context window. You can feed an entire enterprise code base into a single prompt without fragmentation.
Okay, now we're talking. That's a massive workflow improvement for any dev team dealing with complex systems.
And they've optimized specifically for what they call the action space, moving beyond conversation to actual autonomous operation of digital tools.
The benchmarks back this up too. On GDPVAL AA, which measures real-world agentic tasks, they hit 1426 ELO. That puts them ahead of GLM5 and Kimi.
Third-party verification from Artificial Analysis ranks them number 10 globally with a score of 49, same tier as GPT 5.2 Codex.
But here's the kicker. Running their intelligence benchmark cost $348 versus Twenton's $304 for GPT 5.2. That's not just competitive, that's disruptive.
The pricing structure is aggressive too. $1 per million input tokens, $3 output for context up to 256K.
I'm looking at their comparison chart, and they're undercutting Claude Opus by like 7x. If the quality holds up, this reshapes procurement conversations overnight.
What's really smart is they're targeting the high-frequency reasoning workflows that define next-gen software. Cache reads are only 20 cents per million tokens.
From a go-to-market perspective, Xiaomi's playing this perfectly. They're not trying to be everything to everyone. They're laser focused on the agent use case.
And they have the hardware pedigree to back it up. This isn't just another research lab spinning up transformers. They build cars, phones, IoT devices.
That physical world engineering experience shows up in the architecture. The multi-token prediction layer reduces latency for those thinking phases that kill agent performance.
The hallucination rate dropped to 30% from 48% in their previous version. For autonomous systems, that reliability improvement is huge.
Though I have to flag the security implications here. More agentic capability means larger attack surface for prompt injection.
True. And they're not releasing public weights for this version, so security teams can't do the deep model-level audits they might want.
Fair point. But for most enterprise use cases, I'm giving this a solid A- on the price performance curve. Definitely adding this to the weekend project list. I want to test that 1M context window with some real code bases. So what should listeners actually go build with this? First, sign up for Xiaomi's API and test that context window with your largest code base. Second, check out the Claude-Eval benchmark framework. It's specifically designed for testing agentic scaffolds.